These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. Here are your weekend stories from the Sacramento Bee for Saturday, January 21st and Sunday, January 22nd. First, the weather. The Sacramento area will be sunny on Saturday, with a high near 53. Saturday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 34. Sunday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 55 and some winds. Sunday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 37 and more winds. In housing news, the Civil Rights Department earlier this month filed its first lawsuit to enforce a new state law intended to protect low-income tenants in California. The lawsuit was filed against two Sacramento landlords, alleging they discriminated against a tenant and chose to evict her for using federal assistance to pay rent. California law prohibits discrimination against anyone who rents property using Section 8, a voucher program financed by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. But according to the lawsuit filed in Sacramento County Superior Court in December 2022, landlords, Carlos Torres and Linda Torres, harassed and evicted their tenant for using Section 8 vouchers after nearly 5 years of renting from them. Alicia Gonsalves, who is low income and disabled, had been using Section 8 since 1995, according to the lawsuit. More than 300,000 California residents rely on the program, which provides rent subsidies directly to private landlords. Gonsalves began renting from defendants in 2016. Her voucher covered most of the $994 monthly rent, with her making up the $116 difference. The Torreses asked Gonsalves to pay an additional $150 each month for utilities, which she paid for more than 4 years. But in 2021, housing officials told her she was not supposed to pay those additional fees, according to the lawsuit. When Gonsalves informed the Torreses of what she learned and stopped paying for utilities, the Torreses sent her an eviction notice, informing her they were no longer renting to Section 8 recipients. "We're not here to support government leeches," read one of several aggressive or racially charged text messages from the Torreses to Gonsalves, according to the lawsuit. In April 2021, Gonsalves' attorney informed the Torreses that asking Gonsalves to leave was against the law. They did not rescind the eviction, further harassing Gonsalves and calling her racial slurs. According to the lawsuit, Carlos Torres grabbed her by the arm and shook Gonsalves. Gonsalves scrambled to move out in the summer of 2021, but in the middle of her move, her landlord stopped her from removing her belongings and changed the locks overnight, handing the property to their daughter. Gonsalves was unable to retrieve her furniture, medical equipment, family heirlooms and photographs. When Gonsalves was allowed to retrieve her property more than 7 months later, much of it was destroyed from being outside. Gonsalves filed a complaint for housing discrimination in November 2021, and the following November the State Department concluded that she was subjected to discrimination, retaliation and harassment based on her race and source of income. In response to alleged discrimination against voucher holders, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill in 2019 to further protect low-income tenants against discrimination, harassment and retaliation. California is one of 19 states that prohibits housing discrimination. The Civil Rights Department works on educating landlords, reviews thousands of housing ads to ensure they don't include no Section 8 clauses, and resolve dozens of complaints made by low-income tenants who were discriminated against. In 2022, the Civil Rights Department found that about 48% of the 80 properties tested showed evidence of discrimination, including incidents where landlords refused to rent properties to prospective Section 8 tenants. In COVID news, Sacramento County, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is at a medium-risk community COVID-19 level. The ranking, which is updated weekly on Thursdays, means residents may consider wearing a mask as an additional precaution to protect yourself and others, but those at high risk or those who test positive for the virus should continue to use quality face coverings. Here's what you need to know about the CDC's recommendations during a medium community level, COVID-19 transmission levels in both Sacramento County and California, plus a glimpse at the state's COVID-19 numbers compared to 1 year ago. What does a medium community level mean? The CDC has a low, medium and high rank to determine recommended actions people in a specific county should take. The rating depends on the area's case rate, new COVID-19 hospital admissions and number of beds used by coronavirus patients. As of Thursday, according to CDC's COVID-19 data, Sacramento County's CAST rate sits at 51.2 per 100,000, with a hospital admissions rate of 12 per 100,000. More than 7% of staffed inpatient hospital beds are occupied by COVID-19 patients. Since December, the county's weekly cases show a downward trend. Residents of Sacramento County are advised to 1. Wear a quality mask if they're at high risk of becoming sick and 2. Consider self-testing and wearing a mask when in contact with a high-risk individual. Regardless of the COVID-19 community level, according to previous B reporting, residents should do the following. Stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations. Maintain ventilation improvements. Avoid contact with people who have suspected or confirmed COVID-19. Follow recommendations for isolation if you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19. Follow the recommendations for what to do if you are exposed to someone with COVID-19. That wraps up your Sacramento Bee Weekend Report. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.